It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And with us today, Vanessa. And this is a day that I should be on television because I have one of the most beautiful people of all of Mojave County in the studio. And now you're Miss Mojave County Cinderella?
So pretty much like that.
Okay. So in this, because I remember Cinderella from years ago when Denise Schwartzman ran it. You don't need to touch that. It'll stay there. When Denise Schwartzman ran it here in Bullhead City, and they traveled all over, and they packed up the kids every weekend. They went somewhere, and they had their own PA system and whatnot. And I know that there's different age groups in the Cinderella tournament.
Correct.
Or I don't want to say contest, but I guess it kind of is.
So it's like a scholarship pageant.
A scholarship pageant.
Correct. Okay.
So what's the youngest level?
The youngest level is infants from like 0 to 3 months, and then it goes up from there.
So a three-month-old can win a Miss Cinderella?
Yes, pretty much.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So then you go up to 3 months, and then what, 3 months to two, or?
So, like, it's my first time ever doing the Cinderella pageant. It ranges up all the way to the age 29.
To 29?
Yes.
All right. And so you're Miss Mojave. What's your age group in?
So for Miss Mojave County, it's from 18 to 22.
Oh, okay. And then 22 to 29. So do you have to compete every year?
I know. Okay, so for the Miss Mojave County, because I know I'm both crowned, you know me as Miss Mojave
right.
County. So Miss Mojave County is a separate. So it started in 2016 at the Kingman like Fair, and then it discontinued in 2017, but it came back the following year, the year that I competed.
Oh, okay.
So, like, for me, on the behalf of the other participants, we want to continue it on. So that's why we're doing fundraisers, walkathons, as much as possible to continue and have girls to come out and practice, like, on their leadership skills, communication skills, and just get along, like, make more friends.
Okay.
And for the Cinderella pageant, it's separate. It's my first time doing it. It actually has more benefits.
Okay. So, in other words, scholarship money behind it.
Yes.
And everybody can use that.
Yes, we all do.
We were watching 60 Minutes last night, and there is now, it's in New York, a doctor's college that is tuition-free. And we were like, whoa. And they estimated that these doctors normally leave college with a $200,000 debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than their first house is going to be, you
yes.
know. And but now this particular college in New York is no fees whatsoever. And now you got to come up with your own living and your own food and everything. But as far as like paying the college to go to college for the 4 years or 8 years to become a doctor, you pay zero. And but at the same point in time, they said that, you know, when you become a doctor and you're out there in the world and all of a sudden you have that patient that can't afford this surgery that they need, maybe you'll have the decency to say, well, this one's on me.
Mm-hmm. Like a Bono.
Right. So, you know, it's kind of like paying it forward, you might say.
Of course. That's yeah. nice.
Yeah. So now you've been going to MCC.
Yes.
And you started off in the medical field.
Yeah. So I started off MCC actually... as fire science because I wanted to get into becoming a firefighter.
Okay.
So during my senior year, they offered classes, and I was like, I want to become a firefighter. So I took fire science, and I loved my teacher, Barbie Skeen.
Okay.
I love her. Like, she was a great teacher. I learned a lot from her.
Great.
And it's not, like we were speaking earlier, it's not just about beating fires.
Right.
We were talking about regulations, what happens, what type of tools that we use, pretty much, like, occupational safety.
Yep.
And then I took the advantage to take to do ride-alongs at the Mojave Valley Fire Department.
Okay.
And they taught me so much.
Right.
But then afterwards, when I left MCC, I continued on doing the medical field at another school, Ultimate Medical Academy, which is all the way in Florida, but I did it online because I didn't
want to. That's easy to do. Yep.
So medical administration, and then afterwards I became a medical assistant. And then afterwards, previous year, I worked as the medical administration at Mojave Skin and Cancer, which I loved, and Valley View Medical Center was a great experience. I loved all my peers. I loved all the knowledge that I was gaining.
Okay. All right. So now we have somebody calling in with a question already, because in the intro they give the phone number and they tell them to call. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Maybe not. Hello? They changed their mind? You there? Okay, they're not there. So now you've kind of decided, though, that medical may not be for you.
No. At the very end, my last job was at Valley View Medical Center. It was just a lot of demands, I would say, like a lot of very demands. You have to be pretty much have a lot of backbone, a lot of discipline, determination in the job, because it's not as simple. Like, it's not easy as becoming, I want to become a nurse. I want to become
right.
a doctor. I want to be in this field. Because, like, in the beginning, it's very easy, but when you're in it, it's a whole nother world.
Yep. And when you once you're in it, you find out all the non-glorious stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, like, when you see a nurse on TV, you see all the glorious stuff. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of non-glorious stuff. My wife's an RN at Valley View in the ICU unit.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, and so I hear some stories, you know. And so I know there's a lot of it that isn't glorious. But now you've decided what?
So I decided to go back to school to become a teacher, but not just a teacher, like as an American Sign Language instructor.
Oh, American Sign Language instructor.
Yes.
Why would you choose that?
American Sign Language instructor, well, I have a family member who is deaf.
Okay.
And I got into more in the deaf culture, like pretty much learning. Like, they speak with their hands. It's different.
Right.
It's not using their tongue to speak,
yeah.
but with their hands. It's a whole nother world. I got to respect it more, like how it started, what they came through, because in the very beginning, sign language was pretty much a struggle. They had to fight for, like, what they believed in.
Wow.
And so that's why I got into it. And kids, like, I know in this community, English and Spanish is like the main two languages here. I was like, why don't we bring like American Sign Language in? I know there's a course in MCC, which I love to take, and I'm looking forward to take it.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. And you already signed up?
Oh, no, not yet. Almost. Almost.
Okay. But then the next semester starts when? August, I guess?
August.
Yeah. So you got some time.
Yes.
So you think you want to become a teacher in the classroom and teaching sign language?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. That's probably a rarity. So you might be getting calls from all over the nation saying, oh, come work for us. Come work for us. Come work for us. Now, see, I know a young lady who is deaf, and she communicated. I used to tease her because she goes to my church. And in church, she would be signing with one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And after church, I would tell her, no talking in church, because she was over there talking with one of her friends. Nobody could hear them, but she was over there signing with one of her friends. And so, you know, they were carrying on a conversation
mm-hmm.
while the pastor was speaking. And so I told her, I said, no talking during church. So, but, and now she's married, and I don't know that if her husband is verbal or not. I don't know.
Hmm.
But she went off to California to a school to really learn to go to college, but then also learn the right way to sign. Because I think a lot of families, probably when their kids are real young, they start off with basics that just work, you know. May not be formal, but they work in that household. And so it's real different.
So like every other language, like English, there's proper formal English and
that's right.
slang.
Yep. So now, will you compete again for Miss Mojave?
No.
No?
Unfortunately not.
You get one reign, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're done.
Like, well, I would not. I think one time would be beneficial for me.
But in the Cinderella, you can go to the next group up?
Yes. So there's the state finals, and then there's internationals.
Oh, wow.
So, like, if I did not win, like, if I do not win for state finals, I could either become an ambassador or, like, try again for the following year.
Okay. But you can also try, since you've won now,
mm-hmm.
can you also, when you age into the next group, try for that group, that age group?
No, because, like, for me, that's, like, this is the final.
Oh, okay.
So, for my age range, it's from, I believe it's, correct me if I'm wrong, if 18 to 29. So, I'm the largest group.
Oh, okay. All right. So, that's it.
But I have till 29, so 8 more years to compete.
Yeah. So, very good. All right. Let us take a break because we do have to pay commercials. That's how we pay for everything here. Let me get some music going. Come on.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. Speak Out every day, Monday through Friday, is brought to you by Mojave Shred, secure document protection. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have the co-op discount card. You should have one. If not, stop by their office there on Hancock and pick one up. They're free, and all they do is save you money. So, you know, if you'd like to save money, you want a co-op card. Martin Swanee Hyundai, they'll save you money on a new Hyundai in Kingman. You can test drive any vehicle on the lot. And then we have Vaporium of Laughlin. They want to help you stop smoking. If you're a smoker and you just think all the time, well, someday I'll quit. Well, if that day is here, go to Vaporium of Laughlin. They got all kinds of tricks and whatnot and tools and everything to help you stop smoking. And then Eugene Williams Consulting, helping businesses grow. If you're a business and you got some problems or questions, call Eugene Williams and he'll help you out. Now we're back with Vanessa. And Vanessa was telling me that you're also in the morning or the Sunrise Rotary Club.
Sunrise Rotary, yes.
Right. That's a good group. It's starting to grow, isn't it?
Oh, it is growing. Like, when I was a new member there, it was pretty much over, like, 10 people, and then it became growing and growing, growing. Like, so many people I got to meet. That's why, like, I got to, everywhere I go, I see them. I go, hi, hi.
I know. Who all's in that club?
We have Rhonda Letcher, who works at the Mojave Valley Fire Department.
Okay.
We have Carolyn Hamblin, who is the dean at MCC.
Right.
We have Anita Gill, who works at the Javelinas.
Okay.
So many members. So many members there. I can't even name them all.
You have Meet Jung from the bank.
Dominic
from Murphy Broadcasting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just the couple that I know. I don't know all of them in there. But it's a good group, and it's growing. And then they had their big event Saturday that they were a partner on, and that was the First Responders Picnic. It was their second annual one that they did with the Bullhead City Mojave Valley Realtors Association, the Bullhead Chamber, the Laughlin Chamber. A lot of people put that on. I saw a couple people that went to it because we had a live remote that we were at on Saturday at Hobby Lobby. And they were saying it was a fantastic event. So
I heard about it. It went pretty great.
But now you spend most of your time at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, I do.
How are you liking that?
I love my job very much.
Now, what age group do you work with there?
So it's all from kindergarten to fifth graders.
Okay. So you've got everybody in that group.
Yeah.
How many are you seeing each day?
Each day around like at least like 50.
50?
50 kids.
Now, you have some help.
Yes.
You're not the only one.
No.
Oh. I
have my amazing peers there.
And you said you love your job. I was like, whoa, wow, okay. How many people help you with that group of 50?
Okay, so there's me, Tyler, Arsenio, Irene, Jacob, and Gary.
Okay, so about six of you.
Yes.
Okay. So, and it's the same 50 every day usually?
Yeah, so it ranges depending on kids like me. Me and everybody, like, we watch the kids for, like, an hour and a half, and then we go to our separate ways. Like, for me, I'm in charge of the arts and crafts, and we do – my job is create lesson plans for children, the members, to create something that they want to do. So I have something – like, recently we did a canvas of melted crayons. And the kids
– melted crayons.
Mm-hmm. So we just hot glue the crayons onto the canvas, and we just melt them, and they love it.
Oh, okay. I think I saw that on Facebook. Did I see a picture of that or something?
I think I put the story on.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. So then, are you always researching arts and crafts stuff to do with these kids?
Yes.
Ah.
So before the end of the month, we turn in all of our lesson plans for the whole month. Like, for example, I just turned in my very first lesson plans for April.
Okay.
And so far, I love it. Like, this second week, I believe I'm doing the spray art.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now your goal is to become a teacher.
Yes.
And so all this is helping you to write, prepare lesson plans and everything, because teachers have to do that.
Of course. I did have experience working at Montessori Preparatory Academy as well.
Oh, you did?
I love that job, too. It was like that job, I knew that kids, I wanted to work with kids.
Right.
They taught me patience. They taught me discipline. They taught me to be creative, like love, happiness.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So, and there's breaking news out there, and I'll mention it just that I'm not the news guy here. It's Paul Lavoie, but Felicity Huffman has pleaded guilty to, helping her kid get into college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and of course, you can't do that, illegally anyways.
Mm-mm.
So, all right. Well, what else is happening in your world? We got about 5 minutes left to talk about Miss Mojave.
For besides being like Miss Mojave County, me and another one who's also a Miss Young Miss Mojave County, she also won the Young Miss Cinderella.
Okay.
So me and her are going to Tucson, hopefully. So right now we're just collecting funds. So we're doing walkathons. We're planning to do a Taco Tuesday. Just like all the, like we're trying to raise as much funds so we could get go together and compete.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when do you go to Tucson?
Tucson the first week of June.
Of June.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to compete there.
Yes, for a whole week.
For a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the international?
No, this is the state finals.
Oh, that's the state finals.
So me and her, we won the overall.
Of for Mojave County.
No, for a Cinderella.
Okay. So now you go and you compete for the state of Arizona for Cinderella.
Yes.
Wow. How many other Cinderella groups are there in our state, or do you know?
That I do not know. They go to different cities.
Right.
To compete. Like, they went to Havasu. They went to Flagstaff. They did here. They did Globe. They did, like, pretty much a lot of cities.
Okay.
Phoenix and many more.
All right. So you might be competing with 10 other people or 20?
50
or?
In my group.
50?
Mm-hmm.
50 in your group?
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot. That's why I'm nervous, but excited.
I was
going to
say, I'd be nervous, too, to compete against 50 people for anything, for a title or a job or a taco. I mean, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
No, thank you
so much.
If
people want to sponsor you or help you get to Tucson, how do they get a hold of you?
So pretty much I could give them my phone number and my email.
It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. So my number is 928-219-0501. If you can also, like, you could text me, you can call me, and my email, I don't know if I should, like, say it because it's long.
Oh, just your phone number is adequate. Give it one more time in just in case somebody missed it.
If you can help me and the Cinderella participants, my number is 219-0501.
Okay. And she didn't have to look at her phone. So.
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll have you back after you go to Tucson. We'll see how you did.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
What I've given you all of my heart.
National Notary Association member, founder Las Vegas Chamber of Adobe Acrobat User Group, Veterans First Program member, Mr. Eugene Williams is the trusted and reputable source for your business admin. Eugene Williams Consulting is offering unique and solution-oriented support for your business presence in Nevada, way below the standard rate. Eugene provides mail forwarding, free notary public, licensing posting compliance, Nevada agent registration, and more for just $50 a month. Don't get behind on your business needs and go to EugeneWilliamsConsulting.com.
Since 1980, The Apothecary Shop has been Lake Havasu's expert in compounding medications. Whether it's hormone therapy, pain creams, or even veterinary medicines for your dog or cat, The Apothecary Shop treats each patient individually and with care. Transfer your prescriptions and enjoy a more personable relationship with Lake Havasu's only compounded prescription pharmacy. Come see Tony Liska and The Apothecary Shop on Mesquite Avenue across from the hospital. In Lake Havasu for over 35 years, caring for you and about you.
It's John Gibson for MDIC Insurance. I've been telling you about Myron and his fine staff at MDIC. You know that saying, taking care of business. Well, are you? If you're in business, take care of it by getting your business insurance renewed and don't sell yourself short. It's not always about the bottom line. Make sure your business insurance is solid and legit. Call Myron or Patty at 928-680-6342 or visit MDICinsurance.com.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting, also of Laughlin. And now, the ladies, I told you, this should be on TV today because I got beauty all in here today. I am so lucky. So next, Janelle. How's Janelle today?
I'm great.
Janelle is a chamber ambassador. And so I had her come in today. Let's talk about the ambassadors. What's going on?
Just staying connected with the community and just trying to stay current on all the events and ribbon cuttings and new business.
And we have a mixer this Thursday night?
Mixer this Thursday night.
Where's it at?
Someone just told me today.
Oh, it's at Affordable funerals,
funerals,
I guess? Yeah, more or less.
It's yes,
down on
correct.
Marina Boulevard, Marina and Clearwater. It's a part of Desert Lawn. Yeah.
Yes.
And so that'll be our mixer this Thursday night at 5:30. But you have three boys.
Three boys, that's
and
right.
According to your Facebook page, they keep you busy.
Yes.
They're all in sports?
Yes, so 'tis the season for wrestling currently. Not all of them. The littlest one, he's not quite a wrestler. He's
okay.
Only three.
Oh, he's not a wrestler yet?
No.
Just
I mean, he does.
Just with his brothers in the house?
He yeah. cried all this weekend. He didn't have his wrestling shoes, so I have to go find baby wrestling shoes. So that's fun.
Okay. And then, so the oldest is what age?
The oldest is 10.
And so he's wrestling at 10.
Yes.
Wow. And it was competition, right?
Yep. So we do meets with all the local cities, Parker, Kingman. Where else did we go? Havasu. I think that's pretty much it, just the tri-areas, and we just,
yeah, but
they compete.
Yeah, but you stay busy taking your kids to compete, huh?
Yep. So every Saturday, we're out of town bright and early.
Wow.
Be there by 8 a.m., traveling, so
yeah.
But my middle, he's 6 and he wrestles as well, and we did give up baseball this year. Very hard decision.
Yeah.
They've done baseball for my oldest has done, this would have been his fourth year, and my middle son started at four,
yeah,
very active. So we did give up the baseball.
My granddaughter gave up soccer for the first time in like 6 years.
Aww.
And because she's now going to Mojave Valley Junior High, where she wanted to play volleyball and basketball. And so you can't do it all.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it all.
We tried last year doing both, but it just takes away from one or the other. But yeah, wrestling is a very high volume, high intense sport, and not for everyone. But they crush it out there, and we support them. So
now, when they're out there wrestling, are you in the stands nervous?
Oh no, I'm screaming.
Oh, okay.
People probably look at me like a maniac. But you know, when I'm quiet in the video, someone else is screaming. So it's not just me, but it's just intense.
But you're not nervous that he's going to get hurt?
No, not so much. No, okay. I mean, they teach fundamentals. They teach, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, someone always cries, it seems like. But, you know, you just got to teach them to win.
Right. So now, who do they wrestle through? Is it through a group or?
It's through the River Valley. So it's the Sun Rays.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So.
If I said that right. Sun Rays? Valley Rays. I'm sorry.
Valley Rays.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
Valley Rays.
So the Valley Rays, it's a whole group of people that wrestle out there?
Yep. So all different age groups and weight classes. And then the next sport to jump the gun is football, which is more intense. But
wow,
this will be their second year of Devils football.
Right.
So we will.
River Valley Devils?
Yes.
Yep.
So we're already planning for that, and they're doing sign-ups currently, if anybody's interested.
Yeah, because I've been giving out the information.
Yes.
Their next sign-up is on the 16th, and the wrestling room at River Valley High School from 6 to 7 p.m.
Yes, definitely worth it. You know, it teaches a lot of discipline.
And they also have cheerleading.
Also cheerleading,
right.
Yes, for
so
the girls.
If the girls want to get into that, same thing. They can sign up on the 16th at River Valley High School in the wrestling room between 6 and 7 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So now, but now full-time, you work at Lamar.
Yes.
All those beautiful billboards with all the lights and everything.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you. So you get to sell those.
I do.
Right. What's your are you working a territory or?
I have a huge territory. I cover from Boulder City down through Cal Navari, Laughlin, Nevada, Needles, Blythe, Quartzsite, Parker, Kingman. So I service all of those.
So you
cities.
Own your own helicopter?
Yeah, pretty much. A little jet. It's an Equinox jet.
I was going to say, that's a lot of traveling.
Lots of traveling.
And they pay your mileage.
Yes.
Yeah, not your car payment, just the mileage.
No, not quite.
Yeah.
But
that's a lot of. So you've got to plan your day, where you're going to be, and you're always on the phone setting appointments. And.
Yep, so I plan my days and my territories and my appointments.
And then you've got to plan them around wrestling.
Well, luckily, I'm off on the weekends, and
right.
then weekends, I'm hitting the road again, going to the same cities.
But is there practice during the week for the
Yes, you are correct. So I get off of work and then get them to practice 2 days a week, and then again, on the weekends, I'm traveling back to the cities that I do Monday through Friday. So.
And when you go to the wrestling, do you see some of your customers there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you go, here's the proof on your billboard right here
pretty
on my
much.
Phone. Yeah. Hey, got to kill two birds with one stone, right?
Yep.
And then you
people.
Go, write that mileage off.
Yeah.
I met with John, you know.
Right.
So between your busy, your boys and your business, you're real busy. Now, were your parents this busy when you were a kid?
Not so much. My brothers were more gamers and, you know, I did play ball for 8 years on and off. But, I mean, but I come from a family of four boys.
Oh.
And me, so I could say she was pretty busy. Not so much the athletic side, but
right.
just taking care of five kids, most definitely.
Yeah, no
so.
Kidding. But now you have three, and so you're a single mom,
yes.
and so you, cool. Why do you keep your boys so busy?
To me, the biggest part of sports is the discipline, the respect, and the discipline. You know, it teaches them to have the drive and the passion for something, whether it's, you know, to get the medal in wrestling, to catch the ball, to make the touchdown. it really just motivates them. And the coaches support them. You know, the coaches are out there making sure they have enough water, making sure they're staying away from the sweets. And, you find yourself a good coach and a good team. That's the main reason. And, you know, I say, man, they're not going to be young forever, so I'm running around like a chicken. But, you know, I want to be at every game. I want to show up to every practice and set them up for success to be an athlete.
And then we just had our Kiwanis Kids Expo a week ago, and our attitude was keep them busy, keep them safe, keep them healthy. And so that's why we did the expo, was to keep kids busy. You know, how to find out how to sign up for River Valley, you know, sports, for to sign up for the Boys and Girls Club, to sign up for this and that. And we ended up with 80 booths there. And so the parents that went around and went through there learned all that. And so, and it's interesting because you say the discipline, and that's something I never thought of when I think about. I've always thought that busy kids stay out of trouble. You know, they're not going to get into drugs. They're not going to get into gangs. They're not going to, you know, steal from Circle K or Fast Rip or anything else. And because they hang out with the same like kids that are also driven, that are also, you know, sports motivated. And is that what you're finding with yours?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it creates a community. It's a community of those kids, you know, the kids that are kids complimenting my kids, you know, and just saying, hey, good job, you know, and just the overall sportsmanship, you know, the parents come together, you know, we show up and there's things that I can't make, you know, and fundraisers right. And things that I, you know, wish I had the time to help. But, you know, we try as a community, you know, and the parents, what a lot of parents don't get is, you know, we are there to mold our children. We are there to drive them. We are there to bring them. We are there to push them. And, you know, I hear a lot of parents say, oh, well, I don't know how you have time. And, you know, again, I don't know either. But if it's important to you and your children, you find the time, you
exactly.
know. And I've been in and out of different jobs, you know, in sales, right? You're supposed to work on the weekends and
right.
get those sales. But it's really just setting yourself up to where you have that right job that gives you the flexibility for your kids, you know. So, but yeah, it all comes down to just being a team and parents coming together to make sure we get them there on time and support them with their gear and the shoes it takes or, you know, whatever. So just it's all one community for the kids, for them.
But you're finding that you have to be pretty disciplined on your time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're disciplined as far as work versus play versus kids. And are you often showing up at the wrestling, bringing work with you?
No.
Well,
but,
good.
You know, I'm, again, you know, being part of the community as an ambassador, you know, being in advertising, you know, being, you know, team mom if I can, it all leads to just tying everything together
right.
and being involved in the community. So if I can meet someone, you know, that's the CEO sitting next to me and their kid's wrestling my kid. Hey, what are you doing? What business do you own?
Right.
You know, great, you're a business owner. Have you ever thought about joining, you know, our community? We have a chamber. So to me, it's just, it's all connected. So I try to keep work and personal and sports. But in all reality, it's just about connecting and meeting people and growing in the community.
And you went to school here, so you've been here a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long?
I've been here probably 22 years-ish.
Yeah, so you have a pretty good idea what's going on and who's where and
yep.
Yep. Where the bodies are buried.
Pretty much, yeah. Where to and where not to, yep.
Right.
No.
So, but it all does tie together, you know, and keeping the kids busy. That's the busiest thing, isn't it?
Yes.
So if somebody wanted to say right now, well, these electric billboards, they're the hot ticket, aren't they?
Yes. So digital is the most modern way to go.
Right.
You know, and of course there are different outlets of advertising, such radio, paper, print, online is huge.
Yep.
So people hear billboards and it's kind of like, oh wait, that's old school, right? You know, but
those are pretty new boards. They look pretty good.
Right. So digital now is becoming more modern, and it gives us the ability for very cool dynamic features. Like, you know, we can do so much things just straight done digitally. So.
Right.
You know, such as like countdowns. I mean, we can do weather, you know, changing and weather patterns. And there's just so much technology in those digital panels. And it gives you the unlimited flexibility.
Right.
Unlike maybe one radio or one print
yep.
or whatnot. But
and last Thursday, I had Toby Cotter in here, the city manager, and we were talking about there's a relationship there between Lamar and the city with mm-hmm. those. They have to be on city land.
Yes.
And but even Don Laughlin donated land so he could put that new one up by the bridge. But now that's not a Lamar sign, is it?
No, that is a pretty sign.
But you don't get
love my Mr. Laughlin, but that is not our panel,
right.
No. But we do have, you know, we are looking into deploying more, of course,
right.
as the industry grows.
Yep. And then when in your relationship with the city, I mentioned with Toby that it was probably 6 months ago or 8 months ago now that we had the little autistic boy who ended up drowning. He was missing for a full day. And he ended up drowning in the river, but we didn't know that, of course, the day before when we're all looking for him. And Toby was quick to be able to get that information on those boards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real plus for the city and for Lamar
mm-hmm.
when Toby can sit back and has to call somebody and say, here's what's going on, and I need it up there right now. And it happens. And so that's a benefit to our city and to Lamar and to the city of Bullhead City.
And the city also, you know, will put, you know, welcoming our outsiders,
right.
Maybe city events, and it kind of comes together. And I know that that has brought in some revenue for the city,
yep.
And just kind of works together, you know. But, yeah, it does have quick flexibility. I mean, we do everything all done digitally. We can have you uploaded in minutes
wow.
once our art is finalized. So lots of really cool features.
Now, do you
in the
create the
world.
Art yourself, or you're just selling to somebody else?
I basically get with my client, and I ask exactly what they want, what they're looking for, you know, call to action ideas, specials, you know, branding, logos. And I basically go to my graphic team. And I say, this is what I want, this is where I want it, this is how I want it, and then they're the artist. I'm not quite the artist, but I do have a passion for it, and I love creating the designs. And but yes, they do the hard work, and I just point and tell them what I want, and then
so
they
then
deliver.
So they send it to you, and you take it to the client or email
yep.
it to the client and say, how's this look? And
yep, and then at that point, I mean, we can make revisions and,
right.
and customize it and pick and pull, and but yeah, it's a pretty simple process. It's fun and it's custom.
I've happened to notice that Debbie's seems to have a daily routine
mm-hmm.
on hers, you know, on what day of the week it is and everything. Is that your client?
That is not a client, but
oh.
Debbie's one of my favorite, you know, people, and just
yeah.
her business, and they've done a lot for the community, of course. But
yes, they do.
Yeah, so they utilize the features,
right.
and you know, and with the for us to get the word out. You know, me, I cover this whole area.
That's right.
And, of course, we have another executive and Denise, and everybody's great. But there's lots of great features and just, you know,
and
they
that,
do utilize the flexibility.
Now you've hired a new executive.
That is right.
Yeah, she was on a couple of weeks ago talking about it, and that is our own city council person.
Yes.
Okay, so now Annette's there too. Does she have the same territory you do?
We do. We do have the same territory, so it's an open ballpark.
So you guys
there.
Can pass each other on the road when you're headed to and from these cities?
Pretty much,
wow.
yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of driving.
Yes.
That's a lot of driving.
It is.
How many miles a month do you put in your car?
Oh, gosh. A lot. I change my oil pretty much every month. So I'm saying maybe 3,000-ish. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I never really look, but my poor car, you know, I've burned through many tires and
I'll
alignments
bet.
And oil changes and
exactly.
lots of stuff.
Won't be long before you have to buy a new one.
I'm close now.
all right, so what have we missed? What else about your boys? Are we missing anything? I just see them all on Facebook. I don't even know them, but I see
right.
them on Facebook all the time and see them wrestling and being busy.
They are part of the Boys and Girls Club, and that's been a huge factor of their, you know, attitude. And my oldest son was actually nominated just a little bit back, maybe a month or so, for Student of the Year. So that was
ooh.
A huge, huge thing for him. You know, he ran into, I think, maybe hanging out with the wrong kid, but toward the end of last year,
uh-huh.
he was getting in trouble at the Boys and Girls Club.
Uh-huh.
And then that turned into this year being nominated to possibly win.
Yeah.
So just total change in attitude, and the Boys and Girls Club, great, great part of the community. And, you know, they're keeping the kids off the streets and, you
yep.
know, things like that. So I enjoy them, and
yeah.
My kids go there. Maybe, you know, sometimes it's maybe a couple of days a week, and Their dad's involved, and as well as his wife. So we all work together, but there are some days where, you know, I'll get off work and they'll go hang out for an hour or two, and they help them with their homework. And
perfect.
So huge involvement with that, and, you know, we just stay connected in the community. And
so you have to, in your scheduling, you've got to figure, I'm going to be out of town on Tuesday, so when you guys get out of school, you go to the Boys and Girls Club, I'll pick you up at 6, because they close at 6, right?
Yep.
So then you got to be there by 6.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a babysitter, you can be 10 minutes late.
Right. So I basically, on certain days, you know, we share custody, of course,
right.
and they have a huge part in their life, and we all co-parent very well, which is phenomenal.
That's great.
Yeah, it's taken a couple years and a couple thousands, but we all get, you know, and it's, again, for the kids, right? So we're both there, you know, if I work and they work, they'll run to the club, and then when I get off, I'll get them, and then we go from the club to the wrestling mats, and then wrestling mats, we go home and do homework and bath bed. And but yeah, I mean, it's all worth it, and as long as their grades stay right and, you know, they're working hard out there, then it's a perfect reason, you know, to motivate them to keep the grades right, and to be number one is always the goal, right? So it definitely helps them stay active and, you know.
Well, and that's what it's about, grades and attitude.
Yes.
I think.
For sure.
All right. Did we miss anything? Would you like to add more?
I'm basically your advertising girl for your billboard, so definitely keep that in mind. You know, there's different avenues for marketing and advertising, and I support all and any.
So how do they get a hold of you if they want to rent a billboard or want to find out pricing? Or
sure, you can call my cell. It's a business personal line. It's well, business. It's 928-788-8585, and I could always assist with any of your advertising needs.
There you go.
In regards to out-of-home advertising.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, thank you for coming in. It's so cool to hear about your boys and everything you have going on with them.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity and the time, and appreciate being here today.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
CBD is becoming one of the most effective pain management products today. Groundbreaking research in CBD has revolutionized the health and wellness industry, and you need to know where to go. The Vaporium of Laughlin now carries a wide array of full-spectrum CBD products. The guys at Vaporium have established a close relationship with their suppliers and do not promote anything less than the best. Safe, effective, backed by lab-tested results, they support only top-brand CBD products. Come meet Ian, your CBD consultant, and see if CBD is right for you. The Vaporium of Laughlin, located across from the Golden Nugget.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Eugene Williams Consulting brought to compliance with the state of Nevada along the river properties, Desert Sun Plumbing, Allen Shore Painting, and U.S. Southwest LLC, just to name a few. Thanks to Eugene, you too can comply with the Clark County legal posting requirement for your business license. Don't have an office in Nevada but still do business here? Eugene has you covered. Eugene Williams Consulting provides you with a Nevada registered agent and the means to get licensed in Nevada. Don't risk doing business in Nevada without it. It's against the law. Call Eugene now, 702-299-0511.
And we're back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Shred. If you own a business and you take one credit card, you need Mojave Shred because you got to destroy those documents somehow at some point in time. A Mojave Electric Cooperative, everybody should be talking to those people because they give you a card that discounts all over town, wherever you go. Martin Swanee Hyundai, he wants to discount Hyundais for you and sell you the newest Hyundai at the best price. So that's an awesome deal. And then also we have Vaporium of Laughlin. They want to help you. If you're a smoker and you decided it's time to quit, go talk to them. It doesn't cost anything to walk in the door and talk. But they're the people that you want to talk to if you want to quit smoking. Eugene Williams Consulting. He is a business consultant. So if you have a business and you're having difficulties in certain areas or you want to improve certain areas and you're not sure how to do it, call Eugene. So much going on in our communities. The community calendar. Let me start here with tomorrow, the spring craft extravaganza goes on at Sunridge Village Assisted Living, and that's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. And if you have questions, you can call Cindy at 754-0700. On the 10th, the Laughlin Library celebrates their 25th year anniversary right here in Laughlin, Nevada, and they're going to have a celebration that starts at 3 o'clock. Any questions, you can call the library at 702-507-4060. Also starting tomorrow night, this sounds like fun. I should have told Janelle because this is the play, The Wizard of Oz at Mojave High School. What a great thing to take your kids to. I don't know if she's in her car yet and listening. But anyhow, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday through, let me get this right, the 10th through the 13th. So what is that? Wednesday through Saturday at the Mojave High School, 7 p.m. each night. You have any questions, you can call 758-3916. And from the 10th to the 14th, we have Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee at the Riverside. There's a concert every night, 8 o'clock. Tickets or information, 702-298-2535. On the 12th, which is Friday, it's the Spring Backyard Mixer with a band at the Laughlin Chamber. Right. And that's from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Laughlin Chamber. If you have any questions, you call them at 702-298-2214. And just hit zero. And then also coming up, we have a blood drive also on Friday at the Tropicana. That's from 9 until 2 p.m. On Saturday, the Bullhead City Fire Department is hosting a free car seat checkup. Now, I'm not saying they're giving them away. They're checking them. Make sure they're installed properly. The last thing you want is be in a crash and find out your seat wasn't installed properly and some child got injured. So you can stop by the free car seat checkup at Bullhead Fire Station number 2. That's 1260 Highway 95 from 9 until noon. If you have any questions, you can give them a call at 754-2001. This Saturday is the 69th annual Burl Barbecue. It's at Community Park this year on the highway. They're going to have a beer garden, barbecue, fun for the whole family. And that is from 10 to 5 on Saturday. And Scott Merrill, who is the chairperson for that event, will be here Wednesday to talk all about it. So stay tuned on Wednesday. You can hear Scott Merrill talk all about the Burl Barbecue. If you're into nighttime entertainment, Brad Paisley is in town at the Laughlin Event Center. That's Saturday night also, 8 p.m. Any questions, call the Chamber at 702-298-2214, and that's extension 0. I'm not a part of a redneck kitchen. And the week's not over yet. Also on Saturday, maybe it's time for you to add a pet to your home. If it is, the Saint, which is Saving Animals in Need Together, they have a pet adoption coming up this Saturday at PetSmart from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you have any questions, you want to call Saint, since they're the ones putting it on, 928-985-0663. We mentioned this earlier with Janelle, that River Valley Devils Youth Football and Cheer, you can sign up on the 16th, which is next week, at the wrestling room at River Valley High School from 6 until 7 p.m. A lot going on. Also, we have from the 17th, a Food Coalition Project Forum. This is going to be at the Bullhead City Library from 3 until 4:30. And they're trying to get some information about who needs food, who wants food, and that kind of stuff. So if you want to stop by and participate in that, or if you have any questions, you can call 758-7689. Now, Catherine's Landing on the 20th of this month, that's a Saturday, they're having a hip, hip, hooray one-year celebration. They changed management. They've changed the restaurant out there. So Catherine's Landing, that party is going to be going on from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Any questions?
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.